with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you're enjoying your weekend like Barbecue Bob and I are. He's back in the chair after about a month being away. And but, you know, some things are just right. You get back here, it's feeling comfortable, and life's good, and I'm glad to have you back, brother.
Thanks, man.
We're touching a little bit on grilled and smoked items that maybe you haven't ever done before just because they're a little out of the mainstream. And I've got a couple of them. We had you call in one of the weeks that you were out and about, and we talked about pork belly, okay,
yeah.
Which is the raw form of bacon.
Talked about the stuff I made for Christmas.
Right. Well, and one of the abstract things that I wanted to go down the line on today is a pork belly skewer. You know I love my skewers. I like a handle on my food. I can keep a beer in one hand and eat with the other. It just doesn't get any better than that, right? But this pork belly, where do you think a listener could grab that at?
Well, you have to have a good butcher shop.
Okay.
You know, your good butchers, your premium guys.
Right, because what it is it's the raw product before bacon is made. You get a lot of shops, especially butcher shops, single-site butcher shops, that'll make their own bacon on site.
Right.
They can sell it at a premium because it's worth it, but they'll have that raw product. And what I'm talking about is taking it, and a pork belly is about the height of a strip of bacon, is the thickness of the pork belly, right? So it's an inch.
Inch and a quarter,
yeah, yep. Thickness. And what I want to do is I want to chunk that up in cubes, and I want to put it on a skewer and then let it cook. And it's going to render off. It's got a lot of fat. You're cooking raw product now, not smoked product or processed. So just get it done. But then just a bottle of the little Thai glaze, which has got a little bit of sweet, a little bit of nutty to it, usually. In the last minute or two that thing's on the grill, just brush some of that on there to finish it with that. And that salty, savory combination is unbelievable. And it's so easy. The most difficult part of that whole thing is finding the raw pork belly, right?
And that's not difficult.
Right, right. Just, you know, stay away from the big box stores. Go to your local butcher. I know Sobey Meats here in West Michigan. They carry it, and you can go over there, and they'll cut you a slab of it because they're making their bacon every day over there. So I know they've
got
the product.
I'm sure R&J Best Choice up north has it.
Yep, right there in Houghton Lake.
Yep.
Which is this time of year, the ice fishing's going good. We had Chaz Thompson on from USA Ice Fishing. He co-hosted the last couple weeks, but you said you might have reached out to those guys too up there, and we might be making a northern appearance.
We're trying to put that together.
On.
Yeah. Yep. There's a meat shop over in Lansing, too, that he's got one in Mason, and he's got two of them. I shouldn't have brought it up because I can't think of the name now.
Yeah.
I'll blame it on my cold.
Okay, or age.
So there's a great meat shop in every market.
Right.
Find the good one in your market.
And you'll be able to get product that isn't mainstream
now,
like
now
that.
Now, the one thing I would tell you is if you're going to do what Chop's telling you to here, you're going to want to go with a metal skewer because you're going to have to leave those on a long time. And I think you're going to burn up a wooden skewer before you ever get your pork belly to the point where you want it.
Great point. Because you want that. It's raw pork. It's the bacon portion. It's going to take a while to cook when in that thicker piece.
Yeah. Exactly, you're going to need at least a medium heat.
Right. Another one that maybe you could do this time of year is you can go, even though they're like little balls of gold right now, you go get a red bell pepper or a green bell pepper, a yellow one, an orange one, one of those, and you cut it in half, take the seeds and the membrane out of it, and you got a little cup, right? Well, when you grill peppers, they tend to flatten out a little bit, shrivel up, right? So don't fill it with this filling, which is simply ricotta cheese mixed with a little bit of garlic and a little bit of pepper. Okay, ricotta is a little salty anyway, so I stay away from the salt, but a little garlic and a little pepper mix it up, and fill that pepper about half full with that. And then you set it on the grill, close the lid at a medium heat, and just let that pepper grill up, and that cheese will heat up on the inside. The pepper kind of shrivels a little bit, but that's why you don't want it full, because you don't want a mess inside your grill. But when that thing shrivels down, that if we did it right, the pepper and the cheese are leveled off, and man, is that just a tasty little
appetizer. So the garlic's going to get rid of some of the boring of ricotta.
Yeah, right.
I might even blend in a little Parmesan with that to give it a little cheesier profile.
Sure, yep.
Just to give it a little sharpness.
Yeah.
Back to your pork belly, if you have a deep fryer and you're cutting those cubes up, you could do the same thing, probably easier with a deep fryer,
mm-hmm.
Because that there's so much fat on that. You'll just add to the renderings that you've got in your deep fryer. But then what you could do, as soon as you pull your basket out and get the drippings off and you throw them on a paper towel on a plate, you could brush them on the platter and get literally the same effect.
Right.
Because they're going to be at 350 degrees.
Right, and all you really want that glaze to do is just to gel a little bit so that it sticks on there. It's not runny when you pick it up and
right.
you get that. Because these are bite-sized, right? You're not going to...
It's like a one-inch cube.
Yeah, right. And you're going to pop one of these in your mouth. Let them cool.
Oh, man.
Let them cool.
They will hurt you.
Yeah,
But that is really good. And, you know, if we're talking pork belly, this is off your topic a little bit.
No, it's all good.
Those cubes like that are fantastic. You can literally do them in a frying pan. I've seen people take their big cooking pot, put oil in the bottom, and literally fry them in the bottom of a pot like that. Because it's the grease splattering,
maybe
that's
a Dutch
problem.
Oven.
Yeah, a Dutch oven.
We haven't said
great.
That in a month, Brian. We haven't said Dutch oven in a month.
That's
I had
very
to get
good.
It in there.
That's very good. See? See? I told you. But that works really nice to fry them up with, too. And now you're getting a nice texture on it. And here's the beautiful thing. Those little cubes, whether you do a Thai profile or if you just whisk some apple butter on them or whatever you're going to put on them, if you put a little apple butter on them and then let them cool, you can place those around the outside of various salads that have a little fruit interspersed and some walnuts. You throw those pork belly cubes on a nice salad and watch the people go crazy, because that adds something to a salad that is missing. And
that
it's called calories.
Good. My mouth's watering. Yeah, it is all calories. Let me swing the pendulum to the other side. Let's do something a little healthy on the grill. And everybody knows what a caprese salad is, right? It's the mozzarella ball, the little tomato, and usually some basil on there. But I'm going to take a piece of zucchini squash and take your peeler, like you would peel it off.
A big peeler.
A big peeler, an inch and a half. Go down the side of it, and you can create a ribbon, the length of the zucchini. All right?
Strip it.
Strip it down. Take that little, and you've taken the outside cover off. I'm talking the second swipe going down the zucchini. So you got the meat of the zucchini in a little ribbon, right? Might be an inch and a half wide and a foot long. And cut that thing in half. Skewer a little mozzarella ball on there and that tomato and then a piece of that basil leaf and wrap that zucchini around the so it's on all the way around it, right? And wrap it up and then grill that little piece of wonderment right there. And they'll grill up pretty quick because you don't need to cook the mozzarella or the cheese. You're just trying to get some grill marks on that zucchini, but it heats it up enough. You pull that off the toothpick. Fabulous bite, man. You might drizzle it with some 18-year balsamic.
I'd probably try and put a second wrap on it of a nice strip of thin bacon.
Bacon makes everything better, right?
Yeah,
makes
mozzarella is so boring.
Yeah.
I'm not a caprese guy at all. My wife loves them.
Well, a lot of people do. I do too, but the balsamic will zip it up a little bit as well. So, but anyway, last one I've got here is I'm back to my bell peppers. I really enjoy bell peppers. Bob, you're more of a hot pepper
guy. And
they're
so good for you.
Right. You're a hot pepper guy. I'm not so much.
Especially if you leave that placental fiber
in
there.
Yeah, okay. I understand. We haven't heard that in months. Damn. But anyway, put a raw egg in a half of a raw egg in a half of that pepper, just like cleaned it out before and grill that.
So
the egg will get done.
So when you cut that pepper in half, do you leave the stem on it and cut it right down the middle?
So you
have a stem on each end?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yep, and it's pretty.
That way you form a nice little bowl.
Right, yeah. And
cool.
Put an egg in there, grill it till the egg's done, And it's just another way. Maybe sprinkle a little cheese on
there.
A
little cheddar.
Right before you eat it.
Bacon bits. Yeah.
Coming up next, we might grill your oyster or your avocado. Not sure. Stick with us. We'll be back. Country.